On some of the days on the days. Mosiv Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. The Gemara is going back now to what we said before, that Rav Chisda holds Hoel L'chumra. So whenever it's L'chumra, so then we say that the potential situation already is considered like it's actual. HaPesach Sh'ov Rosh Noso. You have a carbon Pesach, you were mafresh of the carbon Pesach, and you didn't bring it, and it now is 2 years old. It's not, it's past its first year. So it's possible for carbon Pesach, and the halacha is it automatically becomes a shlamin. So a Pesach that's more than 1 year old becomes a shlamin. The shachto bismano lishmo, and now the next Pesach, you shechted it l'shem Pesach, erev Pesach. The chen ha-shochid acherim l'shem Pesach bismano, or you shechted a shlamin, a regular shlamin, l'shem Pesach, or any other carbon, l'shem Pesach, on erev Pesach. So normally, if you shechted a shlamin l'shem Ola, or l'shem Pesach, during the year, we'll see in 1 second, we'll say an Ola l'shem shlamin, it's kosher. It's just it's not Ola l'baylim l'shem chova. But a Pesach that you shechted l'shem other things, that's possible. So here, if you shechted a shlamin, that's a Pesach shavar shnasa, which is basically a shlamin. But you shechted an erev Pesach l'shem Pesach, or you shechted some other korban l'shem Pesach on erev Pesach. Rabbi Lezer poso, Rabbi Yeshua machshir. Rabbi Lezer says a special halach over here that is possible. The korban's possible, even though normally shlamin l'shem something else is kosher, but as the carbon is kosher, just you're not yotzei with it, here it's possible. And Rabbi Yeshua says it's kosher. Time of bismano, hashalo bismano kosher. Everybody holds, the only machlokas of Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua is bismano. Right? You shechted the korban Pesach, you shechted this korban Pesach shavar shnaso, bismano, l'shem Pesach, since it's the Zman of Pesach, special psuk in the Rebbe Lezer holds it's possible. But had you shechted it shalom bismano, right? You shechted it some other time besides Erev Pesach, right? L'shem Pesach, then it's still kosher, even according to Rebbe Lezer. V'amai, neima hoel u'bismano poso, shalom bismano nami poso. Since Lamaisa, theoretically, potentially, you can hold this carbon till Erev Pesach and shecht it then, Shalashem Pesach. So the fact that you're doing it today when it's not Erev Pesach, right, should be that it should be possible anyway, because potentially you could have held on to it and shecht it at Erev Pesach. And anything that potentially could be done is as if you did it now too. And therefore the Chumrah. So the carbon should be possible. Rashi. Sha'abr shnaso, shenola nishtake, kodim Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This carbon was born the year before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Efrisha L'Shem Pesach, and you were mafresh it that year, last year, L'Shem Pesach, the chimata Rosh Chodesh Nisan, v'abr shnaso, l'usulo chazi l'Pesach. And now, once Rosh Chodesh Nisan passes by, it's possible according to Pesach, because it's already 2 years old. The seed is in its second year. The seed is Zachor ben Shoma. The carbon is Shlomin. So what happens with that carbon? It now becomes automatically a Shlomin. To the Althena of a Pirkin, look, come on. That's what I was going to say later. Pesach, Beshari, Most Hashon, Shlomin. Pesach, right? Either Sha'abr Shnaso, or Pesach, that what's it called, that you shechted at any other time of the year, becomes automatically a shlamin. The shechto bisman lishmo, the question is if it needs akira or not. If in order to become a shlamin, you have to beferish, be mechavin the same shlamin, or automatically it becomes a shlamin. But sha'abr shnaso automatically is a shlamin. The shechto bisman lishmo, goras, if you shechted it on Erev Pesach, l'shem Pesach, it's not a Pesach anymore, because it's 2 years old. The havilei shochet shlamim l'shem Pesach bismano. So it's as if you shechted a shlamim l'shem Pesach bisman Pesach. Rabbi Lezer posts, so time before Rabbi Lezer came to Zvachim. Right, the Gemara explains in Zvachim why Rabbi Lezer holds it's possible. L'chara, it shouldn't be possible. A shlamin for any other carbon at any other time is kosher, but you're not yotzei your nether with it. But here it's possible. Why is it possible? Uma Pesach shemosro bo shlamin. If you have something that's left over from being a carbon Pesach, it automatically becomes a shlamin. And shachtel l'shem shlamin bismano pasul. But if you shechted a korban Pesach that wasn't left over, you shechted a korban Pesach l'shem shlamin on erev Pesach, it's pasul. Because they were pasul, right? The amount of zevach Pesachu, that korban Pesach shelo l'shma is pasul. Unlike other korbanos, it's like a chatas, even worse than a chatas. So a korban Pesach that automatically becomes a shlamin after Pesach. On Erev Pesach, if you shechted it l'shem shlamim, it's possible. Shlamim she'en mosron bo Pesach. Shlamim, which never becomes a Pesach, shechted l'shem Pesach, this man Pesach, in din she possible. If you shechted a shlamim l'shem Pesach on Erev Pesach, surely it should be possible. If you shechted a Pesach l'shem shlamim, and a Pesach could become a shlamim, still it's possible. So a shlamim l'shem Pesach, at that same time, surely it should be possible. That's what Rabbi Lezer learns, that shlamim, l'shem Pesach, on Erev Pesach is possible. Rabbi Yeshua Machsher, the chol zvachim, shenizbachim, shelo v'shma, k'sher, kutzvi Pesach v'chatas. Any carbon that you shech shelo v'shma, except for Pesach and chatas, are kosher. The imishum, the nishkutu, l'shem Pesach, kal v'chomer hu. And if the fact that because you shechted it, l'shem Pesach should be worse, just the opposite. It's better, kal v'chomer. When Pesach isn't kosher by itself, in other words, if you shech the Pesach l'shem Pesach on Purim, it's not kosher. Okay? Kosher came, what's it called? But if you shech the other things, then l'shem Pesach, it's kosher. It's a regular shalom l'shmo. You shech the shlomim. What's it called? An ola l'shem Pesach. On Purim, it's kosher. Or a shlamim l'shem Pesach on Purim is kosher. The shlamim is kosher. Bismano shehu kosher l'shmo. On Erev Pesach, where if you shechted a Pesach l'shmo, is kosher. Right? That's what you're supposed to do. Eino din shiachshiru achirim l'shmo. Surely if you shecht other korbanos, to the shem Pesach should be kosher. The Chol Tamayu Hosam Farshim, where explains back and forth the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. Shalom bismanu, right? That's only bismanu. The only time that Rabbi Lezer says that it's possible is if you shechted a shlamim l'shem Pesach erev Pesach. Then it's possible, because what's it called? Pesach then is possible. Look, l'shem something else. It's called something else l'shmo. But shalom bismanu, if you shechted a shlamim, a mosra Pesach or a Pesach she'ofer shnoso. On Purim, l'shem Pesach, it's not possible. Lo possible, le'i Rebbe Lesser. Imshachta l'shem Pesach. Tadomar le'i Rebbe Yeshua, u'mashalo bismano, sheinu kosher l'shmo, acherim sherim l'shmo. V'lo mahadar Rebbe Lesser, v'diti shalo bismano, nomi acherim shulim l'shmo. Rebbe Lesser didn't answer Rebbe Yeshua, that no, I hold that even on Purim, if you shechted a shlom, l'shem Pesach, it's possible. Rebbe Lesser agrees. If you shechted a shlomim, or a Pesach she'av r'shnoso, on Purim, l'shem Pesach, it's kosher. V'amai, l'Rav Chizda, domer l'chumra amrin ho'il, according to Rav Chizda, we said that you say l'chumra ho'il, either, like we said, mit Rabbanan, like Tosfos says, or afilu midoraisa, like the Balamor says, or only by kodshim. Rav Chizda holds this din of ho'il l'chumra, right? Whatever it is, the kodshim should be possible, at least the Rabbanan. Name a hocha, Hoil the ilus manu have. Let's say the same thing. Potentially, you could have shechted this shlamim l'shem Pesach, what you're doing now, a month later on Pesach, on Erev Pesach. Right? So since potentially it could have been done then, if you do it now, it's possible. V'shachet l'shma mitzal hachinami hachinami litzal to the omer gabi oral hoil the habe mal possible hashanami possible. Then the oral the same thing. even though right now he's an oral, since potentially could have been a mal, and if he'd be a mal, then it would be possible because it would be shechting it for somebody who's chayiv kapara, right, kamoso. So even though right now he's not chayiv kapara kamoso, he's an oral, since potentially he could be, it makes it possible. Here, since potentially you could have shechted this carbon a month later, shechting it now should make it possible too. Zimara says, Omar Papa, Shani Hashem, the Omar Krov, Amartem Zevach Pesachu. Now, it's a special pasuk over there that tells me that you don't say Hoel. In this case, a Pesach, that's Avar Shnosa, which is Omeg Lishlomim, that you shechted Lishem Korban Pesach on Purim, the special pasuk that tells me it's kosher. How? So it says, Amartem Zevach Pesachu, Hu Bahavi Yosso. Right? It's a Pesach, it's kosher, if you shechted it, l'shem Pesach. Lo hu l'shum acherin, but if you shechted that Pesach for something else, you shechted the Pesach l'shem shlomim, it's possible. The lo acherin l'shmo bishmano, lo shmo. And if you shechted something else, l'shem Pesach, also possible. Okay, bishmano shuhu possible l'shum acherin, acherin shulim l'shmo. Shalom bismano, shehu kosher l'shum acherim, acherim kshayim l'shmo. So we learn from that same pasuk the following. When does this klal apply? That if I shech the korban pesach l'shem korbanos acherim, it's possible. And if I shech the other korbanos l'shem pesach, it's possible. That's only bismano. Right? That's when korban pesach l'shem acherim is possible. But Shalom Bisman, if I shech the Pesach, l'shem shlomim, on Purim, it's kosher. Because it's a Pesach on Purim is a shlomim. So if I shech even l'shem ola, it's kosher. Just not Yotzei, the chiyuv of a neder, if you made a neder, whatever. But the carbon is kosher. And that even Rebbe Lesser agrees to. So therefore, the only time that acherim l'shem Pesach is possible is the same time that Pesach l'shem acherim is possible. It's only bismana. So since it's a special pasuk, we don't say hoel. Rashi. Shelo bismano shu kosher l'shem acherim. Right? Shelo bismano, it's kosher if you shecht it l'shem some other korban. Why? Because it's a shlomim shelo bismano. V'nachkelon v'kamon nivazavach v'pesach tzonu v'okar. The Pesach shenisosur la'achra Pesach korev shlom. We learn from a pasuk that if the Pesach is left over, you didn't bring the korban Pesach on Pesach, or it's 2 years old, or whatever, then it becomes automatically a shlom. The at kodem ha-Pesach, nami nafklom perakam nizvachim, and even before Pesach, it wasn't left over, and it wasn't 2 years old, but you shechted it on Purim, before Pesach. Mikrach, you know, we learn from another pasuk, the im min hatzon korban lo zevach shlomim dover habo min hatzon dehainu pesach yehele zevach shlomim. Special pasuk. The only thing is that before Pesach, where it's still omeid for korban Pesach, it's not 2 years old, and Pesach hasn't come yet, then there's a shaila whether you have to be oker it or not. That's, but if you are, it's automatic, it becomes a shlomim. Acherim kshayim l'shmo. And Shalom Bismano, right, just like a Pesach, L'shem Acherim is kosher, because the Mice is a Shlomim. So, Acherim, L'shmo, Yishech, the Shlomim, L'shem Pesach, Shalom Bisman Pesach, also it's kosher. I, L'chor, you should say Hoel. Hoel, since you could wait till Zmano and it'll be Pasul, but the Pasuk says, the fair is not like that. Pasuk says that Pesach, Shalom Bismano, Acherim, Shalom Bismano, the Shmo is kosher. Okay, let's go on. What? Yeah, the Maisha Pasuk says, but there is not like that. That's all. Rav Smoloi also the Kaneder of Yochanan. Omar Lei, Nisni Li Mar Sefer Yochsev. Rav Smoloi came to Rav Yochanan, and he said to him, teach me Sefer Yochsin. Rashi says, Sefer Yochsin, Masnisan de Divrei Hayomim. It's the Torah Shebal Peh on the Psukim and Divrei Hayomim, which speak about all the different people in history. and it mentions them with all different kinds of names and drushes or whatever. Amalei meheichanat, where do you come from? Amalei melud. The heichan mosadach, where do you live now? Benardo. Amalei eini donim lo leludim velo benardoim. The choshkein da'at melud mosvach benardo. No, I have a Kabbalah, we don't teach Sefer Yuchsin or Bechlau Torah, the Ksam Sofer says, to people from Lod or from Nardor, and you're both counts. You were born in Lod and you live in Nardor, forget about it. So the Mepharshim basically say over here that, we'll see from the end of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan thought Rabbi Shmaloi was an Amharetz. And to teach an Amharetz intricate Agadot or whatever that he won't understand, you don't teach him. So he didn't want to tell him, I think you're an Amharetz, and therefore, so he said, he figured he wouldn't catch it anyway. So he told him, well, we don't teach from people from where you come from. So not you, it's where you come from. So he thought he'd get away with that. Katye va'artse. So he forced him, he kept bothering him, and he agreed. Omar Lane, Snaya Begimel Yarchi. So Smolai said, I guess we could finish in about 3 months. Shokal Kola Posek Base. He threw a piece of mud at him. Threw a dried clump of earth at him. Omar Lane, he was a clod, so he threw a clod at him. Omar Lane, Brurya, Didisa the Reb Meir, Barte the Reb Chanina ben Tragin. Brurya, who was the wife of Reb Meir, who was the daughter of Reb Chanina ben Tragin. The Tanya Klas Meir Shmaisa Biyoma. She used to be able to learn 300 pieces of Torah in one day, right? Even though she was a woman, so this Torah that a woman's allowed to learn, right? It could be not Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichtav, and many hold that the Isser of a woman learning Torah is only if her father teaches her or a Rebbe teaches her indiscriminately. Kolam Alamed is Bito Torah, but a woman who feels that she herself can handle it properly is allowed to learn. So she used to learn 300 shmuas in a day, migimul meir revusa, from 300 different rabbonim. Yathilu hachi lo yotzi yedechovasa beklashonim. Took her 3 years to learn Sefer Yuchsin. The at omers betalta yachin, you want to learn in 3 months? Kishok of ozul omerle rebi madein lishmol lishlo lishmo. La'ochlo v'shalo la'ochlo. So when they were leaving, Reb Shmuloi wanted to show Reb Yochanan that he wasn't an Amoritz. So he asked him this Shaila, what's the difference by Lishmo and Shalol Lishmo? That's Pasul. And La'ochlov and Shalol La'ochlov is Kosher. Why is one Pasul and the other one? So Tosa says, because the Pasuk says, we have, what's it called, that Nichtzas Ochlim is Kosher. It's a Pasuk. And we don't have a Pasuk by Shalol Lishmo and Lishmo. So what's the Kosher? It's a Pasuk. He said, the kasha was, why don't we learn Lishmo and Shalol Lishmo from La'ochlov and Shalol La'ochlov? Since we know it's a pasuk, says it's kasher, say the same thing by Lishmo and Shalol Lishmo. Why is there a difference? Why don't we learn one from the other? He says, Amar Lehoi v'tshumer abonanat. Oh, now I see you're a Talmud Chacham and not an Amoritz. I thought you were an Amoritz. Torah Eimelach. I'll explain it to you. Right? So see from here that he wasn't interested in telling him any Torah. Not just Sefer Yuchsin. Because now he's saying, now that I see you're a Talmud Chacham, I'll explain this to you. Lishmo v'shalo lishmo psulo begufo. Lishmo v'shalo lishmo, the psul is in the goof of the carbon itself. Pasul the carbon, right? La'okla v'shalo la'okla v'en psulo begufo. It's a psul because of something on the outside, the people who can't eat it. And we'll see in 1 second, because of that, you can be mevarer the iser when it comes to la'ochlov v'shalo la'ochlov, but you can't be mevarer iser when it comes to lishmo v'shalo lishmo. Lishmo v'shalo lishmo, eifshar levarer isura. Because it's psula b'gufo, you can't be mevarer it. Meaning, I'm shechting part lishmo and part shalo lishmo. Which part is lishmo, which part is lo lishmo? You can't see, it's all mixed together in this carbon. It's lishmo and shalo lishmo. Now, it's all possible. But la'ochlo v'shalo la'ochlo, that's shalavari surah. Right? You can have 10 people, 5 of them can eat, 5 can't. So you say, okay, this part of the animal is for the people who can't eat. And this part of the animal is for the people who can eat. And now, you have to shech the whole thing, because you can't eat even a kazayas without shechting the whole thing. So now we know which part of the animal is not going to be eaten and which part is going to be eaten, and you have to check the whole thing for the part that's going to be eaten. So it's, you can see the difference between the part that's kosher and the part that's not kosher. This one is for you, this one's for you. But shalol lishma, the machshava goes into the whole animal at once. There's no way of separating it. Lishma v'shalol lishma yesh no b'dalar avodos. La'ochla v'shalol la'ochla v'inu b'har avodos. Right? The psul of lishma is in all of the four avodos adam. Shrita and Kabbalah and Holach and Zrika. But la'ochla v'shalol la'ochla is only a din in Shrita. Ein machsheves ochl in Bezrika. And the Mela not in the other things, only in the Shrita. Tachosu, it says to Shecht. Lishmo v'shalo lishmo yeshno b'tzibur k'v'yachid. The machsheves shalo lishmo applies both to by a korban tzibur and by a korban yachid. The Shecht, the korban tzibur, shalo lishmo is also not yotze the chiyuv of the korban. La'ochla v'shalo la'ochla v'eno b'tzibur k'v'yachid. But la'ochla v'shalob la'ochlav is only by korban pesach, so it's not by korban tzibur. It's only by a korban yachid, a korban pesach. And even though sometimes the Gemara calls korban pesach a korban tzibur, l'maisin has it's like a korban tzibur. It's like a korban yachid. It's bought by yechidim. It's not bought by the whole tzibur together, but it's bought by yechidim together with the tzibur all at once. So in some ways it's like a korban tzibur, and some like a korban yachid. But it's Eino B'tzibur K'v'yachid means it's only by Korban Pesach. Tosa says, what do you mean Eino B'tzibur? By no other Korban, Shalom La'ochlav, except Korban Pesach. But maybe that's what it means. Either Korban Pesach is a Korban Tzibur, then it's not B'yachid. Or Korban Pesach is a Korban Yachid, it's not B'tzibur. So Korban Pesach is either one or the other, so it's not by both. Ravashi Yomar Tzula B'gufo B'yesh L'vari Suha Chadam Elsehi. Don't make them into two, they're one thing, right? The matam omer psula begufa, why is shalol lishma considered more of a psul in the animal than in a separate thing, more than shalol la'ochla, it's also a psul in the animal. But since by shalol la'ochla, you can be mevar isura, you can say, this part is for these people and this part's for this person. By shalol lishma and shalol lishma, the machshava goes on the whole animal. That's the idea of one's called the gufo, meaning it's mispashit in the whole guf. And the other one, you can divide up the guf into parts. Who's going to eat what? Mishum diyesu levari sura. Rashi. Sefer yuchsin masnisin de divrei ayonim. Ein shonin sefer yuchsin lo leludim v'tchuyei chadim. It wasn't true. He just wanted to push him off. And like we said, instead of telling him, you're an Amoharis, I don't want to teach you, he said, well, I don't want to teach you because you come from Lud. It's not your fault, just happen to be born in the wrong place and live in the wrong place. Or because we don't teach the yichus and divrei ayamim to people who are not miyuchasim. Lo yotze yedecho vasa, lo yochlo v'shanosa b'shalashonim. Brewer, you couldn't learn Sefer Yuchsin in 3 years. And shayla whether the Sefer Yuchsin was written down, we'll see 1 second, or it was just given by peh. Right? It could be that even the Mishnayos were not written down the time of Rebbe. Rashi seems to say that they were written down much later. Rebbe just organized them, but he didn't write them. The halach of writing Torah Shebal Peh, the Heter, didn't apply in the time of Rebbe. It came later. The Rambam says that Rebbe not only organized them, he also wrote them. The Heter of writing was in the time of Rebbe. But it could be that Sefer Yuchsin, just like Megillus Tainus, was also written Torah Shebal Peh in the time when the rest of the Torah Shebal Peh wasn't written down. So Megillus Yuchsin also, the Sefer Yuchsin could have been written also then. Shokar kola mota klad bahadi dekos shokar v'azul omer Reb Shmuloi Reb Yochanan. When they were saying goodbye, so Reb Shmuloi said to Reb Yochanan, ma bein l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo l'ochlo v'shalo l'ochlo my shnod l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo pasol v'ochlo v'shalo l'ochlo v'kosher. Psula begufo, machshava begufo shel korban. Here the machshava takes over the whole korban. Aval machshavas ochla psul dover acheru. Machshavas ochla is people who are not part of the korban. That's what the machshava is. And the Gemara explains that that's efshelavari. Efshelavari, the machelik lishmo, machelik shalolishmo. Once you have lishmo and shalolishmo, both of them are on the whole korban. Aval ochla efshelavari, chelik ochla b'tzad zeh, chelik kol b'zakim b'tzad acher.
When it comes to the ochlim, we're talking about different people. Different people can have different parts of this animal. Inami levar im emes machshavto im ein bo mamash kagon yachilenu l'ruuyim v'nimtzes machshavto b'teilu mafreya. By l'shma and shalom l'shma, once you have the machshava, it's finished. But I'm doing it so people who are sick should eat it. So don't feed it to them, feed it to good people, and you'll see that the machshava was bottled. Mashenkev, once you said l'shma and shalom l'shma, that's it, finished, nothing you can do. The she'enim ruuyim yachzim d'meihim. And the other ones will probably get out their money. So it comes out, it was never, they bechlau were never part of this carbon. Eino bar bavo, those paid makshevis ochlim, mizrika. Makshevis tachilu lo shaykh of the carbon seymour, to lo shaykh ele bepesa. It's only shaykh by carbon pesa. Okay, right, turn. Omer rami bar rav, yo yuda. Omer rav. Miyom shen nigna sefer yuchsin. From the time that Sefer Yochsin was Nignas. Now, Nignas can either be was forgotten, as Rashi says, yeah. No, he doesn't say. Shenignasu mehen tamei Torah shoyubo. Nignas, yeah, nishtakach, it was forgotten. Mashma, that it wasn't written down. Otherwise, it couldn't be forgotten. Right, and others say, Nignas means kipshuto, it was written down, and they put it away. They saw people weren't learning it properly, and they hid it away. They suppressed it. Toshesh kochen shol chachomim, the keha mori nehem. So they lost this chelik of Torah. And because it was a very difficult thing and had a lot of intricate things, it sharpened their minds. They didn't have this thing to sharpen their minds anymore. Toshesh kochen, shenidnuzim et tamei Torah shoyubar. The tamei Torah that were there were hidden from them. Omer Bar Zutra bein otzel la'otzel ta'inu dalid meyo gamli didrosha. Between the word otzel in the beginning of the parsha in Divrei Hayomim and the word otzel at the end of that parsha, it's a long parsha in Divrei Hayomim, right? It starts with otzel and ends with otzel. We had 400 camel loads of droshes. So it was a very deep, intricate kind of thing, and eventually they helped people weren't fit to learn it, and they suppressed it, or because it was so intricate, it was forgotten. Rashi, the Eitzel, the Eitzel, Shnei Mikrosein, Uparsha Gedola Beinayim. There are two psukim that speak about Eitzel, one in the beginning of this parsha, and the other one at the end of the parsha. The Eitzel Shisha Bonim, right? Eitzel had six children. The Kachashi Ba'ozla Bonim, it mentions them. The Seif of the parsha says Eitzel Bnei Eitzel. Between those two psukim, in that parsha, they darshan 400 camel loads of brushes.